Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ed Rhodes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Narlski. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elliott Bigelow. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Toth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Alex Gaston. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Morris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Morris. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball four. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Toth scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McGowan for the out. McNeely moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. McNeely scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Maynisch moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scarrett for the out. Narlski moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett takes first base on ball four. Elliott Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Narlski scores. Barrett moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barrett scores. Bigelow moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Phil Toth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Toth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhodes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Gaston moves to second. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Reeves reaches second base with a double. Gaston scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Bill Narlsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Narlsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0 for 1 in the game. Skarrat hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into right field. Bigelow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Mainisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McNeely scores. Mainisch scores. Blue moves to third. It's Browns, 3, Red Sox, 3. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bigelow strikes out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Rhoats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhoats is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhoats hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Rhoats moves to second. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0 for 1 in the game. Crowder hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scarrett. Rhoats scores. Crowder moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crowder moves to third. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 2 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan who is chasing the ball. Gaston reaches third base with a triple. Ed Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0 for 0 in the game. Morris is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Narlski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Narlski reaches second base with a double. Gaston scores. Reeves moves to third. It's Browns, 4, Red Sox, 4. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Scarrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Scarrett reaches second base with a double. Reeves scores. Narlski scores. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Scarrett moves to third. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Maynish bunts towards first. Tote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a fly ball towards right. Bigelow catches it and throws to first to double up Blue. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-2 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gaston hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ed Rhoats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhoats is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rhoats hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barrett. Rhoats reaches second base with a double. O'Rourke goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Red Ruffing now pitching. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Rhoats moves to third. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Narlski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Rhoats scores. Two outs. It's Browns, 6, Red Sox, 6. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reeves hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Narlski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narlski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Narlski hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-3 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Scarrett hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrett for the out. Two outs. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bigelow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Kress moves to second. One out. Ed Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gaston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0-for-3 in the game. Tote hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Rhodes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Gaston hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crowder hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-4 in the game. McGowan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Scarrett. McGowan goes all the way around to score. Mainisch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams pinch hits for Red Ruffing. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of McGowan. Williams reaches second base with a double. Jack Rothrock pinch runs for Ken Williams. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Reeves bunts towards the mound. Crowder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rothrock moves to third. Bob Barrett pinch hits for Bill Narlski. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Skarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to home to get Rothrock. Reeves moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Barrett hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.